Coming up, we will mix with Cash and Travis. As Mikey Saroy, I hope he made that caravan. I think he did. He was going to go some Halloween party last night, so who knows what kind of shape he was in this morning. But he is out, as is Eli, who went to Norman with Corby. And sitting in for him is Tim K., Captain Trips, Tim Selleck.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call him.
But I'm a man of many names.
Yes. The last time you were in, we got on the subject. I don't know how we got on the subject, but somehow you brought up that you and our producer, the host of the Ticket Top 10, Matt Birmingham, when you were at college at UNT, right?
Yep.
Did you see UNT, who they're playing?
I did see UNT.
Okay, thank you. But yes, when you were at UNT, you were doing radio, trying to get into this radio business, and you told me about this gold audio you had, play-by-play softball, right?
Yeah, and it was the first and only time I've ever done play-by-play. I think it's the same for you, Matt.
Yeah, same here.
And we had a...
Maybe it was just a starting point. Maybe if you'd have built on that, who knows where your career would be.
I will say this. So we were young. This was probably like 5 or 6 years ago. So obviously we aren't the professionals like we are today, Ty.
We aren't seasoned like we are now.
You've grown. Yeah. You've grown.
And if you've ever done college radio, you'll realize that you don't really know all of the rules of all these sports that you don't normally watch, like volleyball or softball. And
yeah.
Sometimes you get surprises that way. Well, here too, in this audio that we're about to play, I have three clips from the game. Me and Matt showed up. It was March. It was cold. It was probably 40 degrees and a lot of wind. We go into the press box to set up all of our equipment, which is, we actually have the same remote board that we use here at the Ticket, that little matrix. They call it a matrix. I don't know what it's actually called, but
the online thing.
Yeah. Where you plug in through the internet and it's right. All wireless and everything there. So
because you were broadcasting the game and broadcasters, you go up to the booth and you set up there.
And I bring up that point because we set up and then all of a sudden they're like, ooh, what are you guys doing? And we're like,
what are you doing here?
We're with KNTU. We're going to broadcast the game. And they go, no, you're outside. And we're like, what?
Ugh.
And so they showed us this little bleacher bench setup that we have to sit in the bleachers next to all of the fans. And keep in mind, this is college softball. The only fans that are there are family and friends.
So they're going to be really supportive when you start getting critical of their loved one.
They hear everything. And the wind is there. Our board op at the time, this was... He got there like right at the start of the game. And so...
Was it sprung upon him? Did he know he was going to be broadcasting softball?
I don't
softball?
Think so.
I don't think he knew we were doing a softball game that day.
I don't think he knew. I thought he was just going in there to do the normal music on the weekends and that was it. So...
He was already thrown off.
We will play the first clip here. This is seriously the start of the broadcast. So keep in mind, this is about midway through the second, I think, or midway through the first.
You didn't start when the game started.
No, we had to basically broadcast the game to ourselves because we weren't on air at the time.
And ended up winning the game that was led by North Texas going into the seventh inning.
And you bring up J.C. Affeld, who essentially had the exact opposite performance of Hamilton in yesterday's game.
Affeld
pitched one inning yesterday, allowing 4 hits and 5 runs in just
leading
that little stint.
At second base, number 12.
Brooke Foster will be leading off for North Texas this beginning of this inning. She's a second baseman. Junior out of Round Rock, Texas. Yesterday, Brooke went... She had 2 hits, 3 RBIs in the first game, 4 at-bats. She steps into the box.
Nice.
And Hamilton delivers the first pitch. And that is down and away for the first ball.
What's wrong with that?
That's terrible.
Thought y'all did pretty good.
That's all my notes I had on her.
Oh. No.
But you have to keep in mind, as we're doing this, you hear the wind in the background. Our papers are going everywhere.
And the music was cranked. And see, that would be the most distracting thing for me. I could probably fight through the wind. It'd be if that music was being so loud that that's all I could hear.
Yeah. Oh, and it was. When you were there, everything was much louder than what it sounded like there. We have, what was the next clip here I have of this, Matt?
It was the crowd.
The crowd. So yes, speaking of the crowd, this is a perfect segue, is if you listen closely on this one, you can hear it's got to be a dad of a player because no one gets this passionate about college softball, but you can hear a guy in the background just yell at the ump.
A ball up and in, and Brooke takes first base.
Good way to start. Good way to start the game.
Second, number 72, Paige Kissling.
Yeah, so far this year, Brooke has only drawn 4 walks, so this makes her 5th.
And the music. And you can hear, like, I almost...
Good way to start the game.
Because it's like, behind me is this guy just Hulk raging about a call, and I'm like... Oh, that's a good... No, that was a good pitch. That was a good way to start. Uh-huh. As this girl's father is just about to snap someone in two behind us.
Now, was the tornado about to hit y'all while you're in the middle of it?
It was so cold. And I remember I showed up, maybe even in this hoodie that I'm wearing today. I just showed up in, like, a light hoodie because I was like, we'll be in a press box. It won't be bad. And then, sure enough, it's 30 degrees and a blizzard outside. And then this was skipping forward to the end of the game. And this is showing how we just don't know how college softball works.
Yeah, so a lot of things were going on during this game, too. I think they pulled a pitcher for, like, a pinch hitter. But then she came back, which really confused us. We were also very confused.
You can do that?
Yeah. We were also confused by, like...
Yeah, reentry rules are pretty standard. For
we didn't know you could bunt on third strikes. So we were like, oh, she struck out. And then she just kept going. And I think she got a hit or something. But yeah, so here's how the game ended.
Count 2-1, winner deals. That ball is slapped far, and that ball is gone. That is Taylor Schoblocker's 2nd home run of the game. She now has 3 RBIs of the day.
Home run for Taylor Schoblocker.
And that ball was just past the Mean Green sign out in center right field. The Mean Green now lead 10-2.
Solid hit. That might be the end. Yep, it looks like it. That's the end for Amanda Winter's pitching career for today. As it looks like, it appears that Detroit Trojans will be...
Oh wow.
That's it.
They've taken enough.
That is it for the game. The Mean Green appear to win 10-2 by the run rule.
Apparently, 10-2 is the final score of the game as it ends in the bottom of the 5th inning.
And nope. Okay. We're done.
I liked it's the end of her pitching career for the day.
For the day. It's the end of her.
He wasn't wrong.
It's the end of her career
for the day.
For today.
I mean, that doesn't make sense.
Every kind of day is kind of your career. And.
I don't know what tomorrow's going to hold for.
I guess Troy's taken enough. And,
like, after every time they scored, like, all the teammates would come out on the field and, like, congratulate them and everything like that. So we thought this was just...
Yeah, normal.
They were pulling the pitcher or something.
Yeah. It was just normal.
They empty the dugout every time someone crossed home plate, so we thought this was it. And then all of a sudden...
all the players walk off the field.
They all started shaking hands again. And
the fight
like,
song's playing.
Oh.
And
yeah. We were like, oh, all righty. Well, time to go home then.
Now that's funny.
It was a interesting game.
Now when you do that, I know at my college I would get feedback from my professor or the guy that was in charge of the station. Did you ever get any feedback about this?
Not a word.
That's
nothing.
Terrible.
Oh man.
We never heard from anyone about this game. Ever.
Oh. It's disappointing considering I know who the person is that would be giving you feedback. I'm very unhappy about that.
So that person that you're talking about was very stickler for presentation and sounding professional. So there's no way, if he actually heard it, there's no way that he would have been happy. But he also didn't take sports radio serious at all, and he thought it was a joke. So he didn't really care.
So it wasn't high on his priority list.
Not at all. Not at all.
Well, you know, hey, you've built on that. You're thriving now. You've survived. You're thriving. So, you know, you can look at that as a negative. I look at that as a positive. Dave doesn't look at that as a positive.
I do have 2 more audios, though.
Yes.
And this is from our intern days when I was with Justin and Trey.
Please.
Dan, because we were for Bad Radio, Dan assigned us a task to make an intro for a Donovan segment. because that was when Donovan was still on bad radio.
To make an intro.
And so we had a bunch of different ones, and Trey, God bless him, always volunteer to be like the first one involved, right?
He's the best.
He is one of those that he will step forward for anything.
He has
underrated man at the ticket.
He has no fear of anything. Like, I know going into this, there's no way I could rap. But Trey was like, hell yeah, I can rap. So I have this first one here. If you want to play the one titled Trey Rap Edit, this is about a minute and 15 seconds of no background music, just him trying to get the rap down.
It goes do. He's a brother, not a sucker, so don't forget. He's a brother, not a sucker, so don't forget that he's gonna give you the real unlock. Hold on. Let me try to figure this out. I thought you knew it's Donnie Do coming to you, bringing you a bit from the Donnie View. He's a brother and not a sucker, so don't forget that he's going to give you the real, not the rest. Probably have to hear the beat. Looking for a get to know? Donnie does it. We'll give you free stars tickets if you don't love it. Never doubt. Donnie, that be oh so. All right, because I have to hear the beat on this. Looking for a get to know, or looking for a get to know. Donnie does it. We'll give you free stars tickets if you don't love it. Never doubt Donnie that he'd be oh. All right. Never doubt. All right. Never doubt Donnie that be oh so foolish. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Donovan Lewis.
He single-handedly is the most talented person at the ticket.
I need a beat. Like, that's what was
Never
holding him back.
That's amazing.
That was holding him back. Not hearing the beat is what prevented him from just crushing it. So, now,
best.
I do have one with the beat behind it.
All right.
So, Justin wrote the rap. Trey was the rapper. And this is what the final product would have sounded like, but it never actually made air.
I thought you knew it's Donnie Do coming to you, bringing you a bit from the Donnie View. He's a brother and not a sucker, so don't forget that he's gonna give you the real, not the rest. Looking for a get to know? Donnie does it. We'll give you free stars tickets if you don't love it. Never doubt Donnie, that'd be oh so foolish. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Donovan Lewis.
And there it is.
Nice. Why didn't they use that? That's great.
Why are we not hearing that every day?
They never
on the
played it. They never used any of it.
That's awesome.
That needs to be in heavy rotation.
Send it to Mike. He'll play it.
That's what I think. You could find something there for that.
Oh, that's great.
And
that's,
like I said, I'm not laughing at Trey because you couldn't pay me to even attempt that.
No.
So, good on him for doing it.
He will, again, he'll try anything. He did that thing where he sat up in the bathroom and was like the porter, giving people breath mints and cologne. So, yes, Trey, we are not laughing at you. We're laughing with you. And that was gold. That softball audio, mwah, gold. It lived up to all the hype.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you. All right, it is 11:50 late on the ticket. Let's talk with Cash and Travis next.
How was your radio show?
It was great, man.
10 out of 10.
He had old Tim brought some gold audio.
Yeah,
some
old Tim.
Some play-by-play gold from some play-by-play softball.
Back
where they didn't
college.
Know
so now,
rules.
I'm not telling you guys how to do your show.
Uh-oh.
But
I'm going to tell you how to do your show.
Let's have Tim do play-by-play of the next thing that happens here. Here, just call this baseball game right here.
Okay. The pitcher winds up. He throws it to the right-hand side, and the batter misses. The pitcher gets the ball back.
He throws it to the right-hand side?
It's like listening to Joe
Buck. I don't
think
that's right. I don't think that's
He throws it to the viewer's right-hand side, the batter's left-hand side.
It's not even correct side.
I mean, he's morphed right into Joe Buck.
And, oh, no.
See, great. I normally have a color guy.
How about who's playing?
Be my color.
How about who's the playing?
Pitching, maybe the batter?
You have L.A. They are pitching towards Boston, the
it's
hitter.
Towards Boston.
How
many outs are there?
It's a one out, top of the first. It's one and two. He fouls it to the right side.
He's doing great.
You can just
so you played the bad play-by-play audio.
See, I'm not earlier. I'm a bit rusty.
I thought the whole point was that you were a shiny penny professional broadcaster now, and so you were just bringing out this old crap just
to show how much progress he's made.
You don't just have baseball jargon that you can say, because that was better. That would just be better than
that.
The
secret was is last week, or whenever me and Travis filled in, we played audio of my wife calling a football game. And we all laughed because she was like, my wife is so bad at sports. The secret is so
touchdown
am I.
Zone.
So am I.
You've somehow tricked your way better. Into your sports radio station.
And here's Tim saying, L.A. pitching it toward Boston.
Ladd versus Bose.
In the general direction of
Boston.
He's
acting like this is like last night's World Series game.
There's
only two teams playing right now, and he's acting like he's never heard of the Dodgers?
There's Ladd, there's Boss.
I don't think he watched the World Series last night.
I think you did.
I stayed up till about the 15th inning.
Okay.
It was past my bedtime.
That's why. This is the first. That was 14 innings
That's
prior.
Right.
If it was in the 15th, he could give us perfect play-by-play.
I need the audio. I need the vibe from the fans.
Yeah. Look how sober Mary Hart
is
right
here. Yeah, it's only the first. She's
she's politely
she's
clapping.
Very nicely. And
she hasn't
not
started
doing,
the
just politely clapping. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Yes. We'll break down her dance moves later.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
What else you got on the show, boys?
Nothing.
Stuff. Things.
You can keep Tim up here. You can do some more play-by-play.
I am staying up here.
He is actually producing for us.
Oh, well, see, there you go. He can continue to do that in the background.
You got any more play-by-play audio you can bring us? Maybe we'll just sprinkle that in throughout the show.
No, yeah. I think we're going to be fine. Thank you.
You think we're stacked?
I think we got enough.
We did have an open segment until like 11 o'clock last night, so you never know.
Sort of appreciate the offer.
Well, boys, sort of. Have a good show.
Thanks, Ty.
Think of Mike. Poor Mike. Is Mike in any shape to watch that game today? Didn't he have a party last night?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think he said he was going to some Halloween party, and Corby was a little worried about the state he would be in.
I tell you, right now, what time's the OU game?
2:30?
2:30.
So sooner o'clock.
There is a very little doubt that he is currently leaning directly into Barry Switzer's brown drink.
He's living in the brown drink.
He's just... So you got Johnny Walker Blue, do you?
I like you, Barry. I gotta tell you something.
You got a raw deal in Dallas.
All right, boys, have a good show.
Yep.
Meh, meh.